Mayhem Motors tailgate show rolling on here on 93.7 at KKRL. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Coon Rapids Bears head football coach Chris Moore. And Chris, it's always good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Yep, great to talk to you again, Jeff.
You bet. Coach, you guys coming off a big win, got the offense really rolling, especially the running game last week. And that win against St. Edmund keeps you right in the hunt for the playoffs. We'll talk about that here in just a second. But what did that win mean, and especially get that running game going last week? What did that mean for this team heading into tonight?
Just a huge confidence boost. We kind of had that monkey in our back. We talked earlier, our records are indicative of what this team is. And obviously everyone inside the program knew what we had. So just to get that win and then get some motivation or momentum to carry us these next 2 weeks is huge.
Got it. It's Glidden-Ralston week. So I'm assuming energy and stuff in practice has been pretty high this week.
Yeah, we've had a great week of practice. It's a huge rivalry. All the kids know one another. A lot of the kids played youth football together. It's a big game for us.
Coach, you mentioned a lot of the kids play youth football together. This rivalry is still a rivalry. You just said it. It's a big rivalry. But I get the sense that it's changed over the years, especially probably even from when you played to now. What do you think's changed, and what's different with this rivalry, do you think?
I don't know. I think kids like each other a little bit better than back in the day. I don't know if that's because of social media and stuff. They can be in contact with one another so much more. But, obviously they want to beat us. We want to beat them. But then at the end of the day, they're still good friends.
Coach, you mentioned early that the playoff picture really jumped up for you guys last week. You got a chance, if you can win out, to maybe finish as high as second still in the district. Is that something that you've talked to the guys about, or do you feel like they just understand that and it's more important about just doing what you need to do, go get a win?
Yeah, we did talk about that again this week, and we did last week. We talk about control the controllables, and, that's something definitely we can control. We take care of business, win out. That's huge for us to, finish second, in the district, be able to possibly host a playoff game, and definitely, like I said, we talk about it, the kids need to, believe it, dream it, and just go out and do it.
Coach, offensively mentioned last week, you guys got the running game going. How do you look to attack this Glidden-Ralston defense tonight?
Need some big play out of our offensive line again to get that established. It's going to be one on, the both sides of the line of scrimmage, and the defensive line, offensive line is where the game's going to be won for either one of these teams Friday night.
Who do you feel like has the advantage up front?
Well, obviously, hopefully us. But, it's going to be a physical battle. They got some big kids there up front, they're going to match up well with our size that we have. And it's going to come down, obviously, who wants it more.
What did you see from Caden Oswald last week, that big game he had on the ground, and how can you guys get him going in the run game along with Wyatt this week?
Caden's just a great kid, works extremely hard, and just has a lot of athletic ability and super fast. And it was great to see him have success out there. He's been working really hard all year long, and finally for everything to click. And it's just him getting more confidence in our offense, just being a freshman and seeing the field better. And then, too, like I said in the post game, Parker Hayes didn't have the stats to show for it, but he ran the ball really well, and he's coming on. That's huge to have that 1-2 punch back there.
We know you guys can throw the ball as well. Two outstanding tight ends in Cal Hayden and Colby Culbertson. What do you think Glidden does defensively, and do you think they'll try to take away the pass, or do you think they'll try to take away the run first?
I would obviously, we want to establish that run, so they're going to try to take that away. They're not going to change much. They always play a zone coverage. You know, they stick to what they know, and you know, they're going to put their kids in success, put them in a position to be successful on the field. And you know, we just got to look for holes in that zone, hopefully, and take advantage of it.
Colby Wallace, a big part of their offense. What have you seen from him as you break them down on film?
You know, he's not afraid to put his head down and run the ball right up the middle. That's where he's had his most success. He does a great job of commanding the offense for him, and he sees the field pretty well. Take, you know, advantage of those seams up the middle.
How about the rest of their run game? What do you guys do to look to control it?
You know, they do that kind of little rocket pass with the orbit, the motion. You know, defensively, we got to just, you know, be ready and you know our cues and what formation they're coming out, who's going where, and we just got to be disciplined, sound, and everyone needs to get to their position and, you know, do their 1/8, take care of their job, and expect the guy next to them, you know, to do their job.
Is it the inside run game or their outside run game that maybe has you more concerned?
Their outside run game, their offensive line does a really good job of just, you know, scraping and working all the way to the sideline and really, you know, getting a hat on a hat outside, you know, off the edge. You know, our outside linebackers and corners got to be ready to be physical and take those guys' blocks on and be able to get off those blocks too.
Coach, what have you seen from their passing game?
They don't do it a whole lot. But when they do it, they're effective because, you know, they just run the ball at you and maul you to sleep, and then they hit you with a big pass over top. The guy's got to be disciplined, and you know, we can't be so focused on stopping that run like we, you know, obviously need to. But you know, we got to be able to read that tight end when he's coming off on the pass route or coming off to block you. So we got to, you know, just those little cues we got to be prepared for.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate your time here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. Wish you the best of luck in the game, and I know we'll be looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show after the game.
Yep, Jeff, appreciate the coverage and go CRB.
Head Coach Chris Moore again with the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders again there on 93.7 KKRL tonight, taking on the Glidden Ralston Wildcats in Glidden. We'll be back with more of the Mackey Motors at tailgate. Tom Hawkep on the coverage coming up next.